This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. In a court case dealing with how to change a birth certificate in Montana, previous hearings have been so contentious that the Montana Supreme Court had to step in to clarify to the Montana Department of Public Health and Human Services how a preliminary injunction works. Last Thursday, Thane Johnson, a lawyer representing the state of Montana, apologized to the court, saying the department understood the rulings and yet had not followed the orders. Johnson assured the court that Montana DPHHS would change course. Yellowstone County District Court Judge Michael Moses held the hearing on a motion for summary judgment of the two-year-old case that spun out of the 2021 Montana legislature, which passed a bill against transgender people who want to change their sex on their state IDs. Judge Moses asked counsel for the Montana Department of Public Health and Human Services why the state should not be held in contempt for not complying with several court orders. In 2021, the legislature changed the law so that residents could only change the sex designation on a birth certificate after having a surgical procedure and with a judge's order, a departure from the 2017 rule that allowed residents to change the marker with a simple one-page form. Both sides argued that the law from 2021, Senate Bill 280, should be declared void and unconstitutional because the law was so vague that it was impossible to enforce. For example, the law says that changing a birth certificate requires a surgical procedure, but it doesn't say what type of procedures suffice. Almost as soon as that bill was passed, the ACLU of Montana challenged the law, and Moses issued a preliminary injunction that should have halted the new law and kept the simple 2017 process in place. But the Republican-led state agency repeatedly tried to maneuver around that order by proposing new rules or by saying that Judge Moses's previous orders were unclear. The Montana Supreme Court affirmed the process that Judge Moses used in a unanimous decision, but Montana DPHHS still has not relented, so attorneys with the ACLU of Montana, which is representing two plaintiffs, have asked Moses to hold the state in contempt and issue an order finding the 2021 law unconstitutional. ACLU staff attorney Akilah Deernose said, "The defendants saying they were not obligated to do so is unprecedented behavior by a state agency and co-equal branch of government. No agency is above the law. Court orders must have meaning and they must be followed. Never, to our knowledge, has a state agency disregarded a lawful court order. It's not acceptable for any individual, let alone a state agency." Attorneys for the ACLU have asked Judge Moses to hold the department in contempt, if granted an order that may be unprecedented in state legal history, as well as to impose sanctions and award attorney's fees for the work that has taken a team of lawyers to fight the state's intransigent position. Judge Moses told Johnson, the attorney for the state, "The law was clear at the time of the original injunction and even clearer in the second order," Moses said. "The preliminary injunction rule is to be enforced in the same way, and it applies to cases like this all across the U.S. The law is clear as a bell, and it has been for years, and was clarified by the state Supreme Court. Now, I may not be the sharpest tool in the shed, but when the Supreme Court says what the law is, I follow it, and I expect counsel to follow it." A black bear broke into a Connecticut bakery garage last Wednesday and ate 60 cupcakes before store employees were able to shoo the bear away. Workers at the bakery named Taste by Spellbound in Avon, Connecticut, were loading cupcakes into a van for delivery when the bear entered the garage and dragged out a box full of the baked goods. Maureen Williams, an employee at the bakery, said, "It was a little shocking. The adrenaline was pumping after that one, for sure." Williams was inside the garage when the bear showed up. She tried to scare the bear off, but it kept coming back. Surveillance video shows two employees walking around the side of the bakery to try to scare the bear off, but the bear ends up scaring them. Employees were able to scare the bear off by using a car horn. There are 1,200 bears living in Connecticut. In 2022, bears were seen in 158 of the state's 169 towns and cities. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.